So imagine waking up to find out one of your podcast episodes has 10,000 downloads overnight. Sounds exciting, right? But what if those downloads came with a scammer demanding payment for a promotion you never asked for? That's exactly what happened to a member of our community.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Hello everyone, I am Wetsen Msoni, the host of the Underestimated Voices podcast, a podcast that is aimed at addressing profound feelings of being unwanted or unworthy caused by various life situations. We provide practical guidance on building self-love and transforming mindsets through insightful conversations and realistic solutions. You are listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
So let's say our podcaster's name is John. So a so-called promoter slid into John's DMs offering to boost his downloads. He ignored it, thinking nothing would come of it. But suddenly his stats skyrocketed on one episode. And soon after, the promoter reappeared, claiming credit and demanding payment for the fake growth. When he blocked him, the harassment escalated. The scammer somehow got my guy's WhatsApp number and started spamming him with calls. It was invasive, frustrating, and downright scary. Now, this is a wake-up call for all of us. Here's how to handle situations like this and protect yourself from scammers. 1. Document everything. Save screenshots of suspicious messages, call logs, and stats spikes. Evidence is your ally. 2. Avoid engagement. Block the harasser and do not respond. Scammers thrive on attention. 3. Secure your privacy. Lock down your contact info on social media and apps like WhatsApp. Change your number if necessary. 4. Report the activity. Notify your podcast host to flag suspicious downloads and report the harasser on every platform possible. 5. Stick to organic growth. Fake downloads violate most platform terms. They hurt your credibility as well and bring no value to your podcast. Have you dealt with scammers like this or seen shady growth offers in your inbox? Please share your experience with us and let's keep the Podverse a safe and supportive space for creators. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider showing some love and supporting Into the Podverse at seller.co/showlove/intothepodverse. Your support means the world to us.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Afropod, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.